Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Okay, so Lance McCullers is really good. He pitched really well yesterday. My partner was out at Mike and Denise's in Aurora hanging out with some listeners. And look, guess what? You win today, you steal home field advantage coming back to guaranteed rate. And I'm telling you, Hoodie, it's going to happen today. White Sox will beat the Astros behind Lucas Giolito.
Well, that's the hope, but it still stings the nostrils to see the White Sox come out so impotent offensively. I mean, here's the thing. I want to make sure that we kind of break the fourth wall and people understand what Cap and I do for a living. Look, we have a lot of thoughts on sports, our Chicago sports teams, and everything else in life. We have a lot of opinions. Point is, though, is that we can lay out facts. Chuck Garfine can lay out facts when it comes to Lance Lynn, 0-6 with a million ERA against the Astros. We can talk about the up-and-down nature of the White Sox offensively. But what you want to do is you hope that you're wrong, right? When you see these numbers, you hope, okay, no matter what the numbers are, throw those out the window because those are regular season numbers. Game one, here we go. And then you come out like that. You come out like that, you take a look at that bottom of that lineup that La Russa threw out there, and you've got Sheets, Engel, and Garcia giving you nothing. And then you take a look at this game. If you watched from the beginning to the end like I did, it felt like 12-1 more so than 6-1 because the Sox had no shot offensively until they got late in the innings and they were able to scratch home one run in the eighth. It's the playoffs, man. What I want to do is I want to be wrong about the White Sox in that, hey, you know, they're up and down offensively. What did I talk about all week, Cap? The key to the White Sox is being consistent offensively. So let's see what happens today. But yesterday was kind of a microcosm of what we've seen from the Sox from time to time, the up and down nature of what they do offensively.
Yeah, I looked at it and just did not have a good feel for the White Sox before the game. Because Lance McCullers is that dude. So Jose Abreu came up with two knocks. He's a warrior. He said, I was definitely less than 100%. Hopefully a good meal, a good 8-9 hours of sleep, and he's better off today. Still had, as I said, two hits in the DH role. Lance McCullers is that guy. He's that tough. And when I saw him in the first inning able to elevate at 96, and then Tim Anderson swung at that pitch that ended up 4 feet outside. Well, that's a nasty slider. He's number one in the American League in swing and miss at sliders. Number one. So it's going to happen. Today, you have to go out and beat a lefty, which is what they've done very well all year long. And Lucas Giolito, who has good career numbers in that park and against that team, has to be the guy.
Lance McCullers is that guy. Conversely, how come Lance Lynn couldn't be that guy? How come he couldn't be that guy? Why couldn't he be able to pitch around the issues? I thought that he was miffed about some of the calls behind home plate. I think that he was looking for some corners there. But, hey, this is supposed to be the horse. And I just think that with all the numbers against him, it was time to straighten up and fly right. That's from his standpoint. But then offensively speaking, again, the Sox didn't do anything to help Lance Lynn also. So that also was an issue yesterday.
So if you looked at Lance Lynn, career numbers were not good against Houston, not good in that ballpark. But it's not as though you could say, boy, he's not good in that situation. Pitch somebody else. We don't know if Rodon's healthy. Dylan Cease is better at home than he is on the road. And Lucas Giolito, they wanted an extra day of rest, so he's sharp, setting up for what could be a 3.5 week to month-long run to a championship. Mm-hmm. So it's going to happen, man. The Astros are good. They're at home. They got a great offense. And they won yesterday. That happens. Today's the game to go get.
Yesterday sucked.
It did.
You know, so like I'm not off of it until we get to 110 today. I'm not off it until we see game two on my TV. That's it. I did not like what I saw there yesterday, Cap. And again, it's the playoffs. It's time to go, man. This is not some regular season game in June. And I want to give Abreu his flowers this morning because yesterday we were talking about the star power in Chicago. The idea that White Sox players are just pushed aside as if they're not a ball club in this town makes no sense. As much as we love what Justin Fields could be, and we talked about Candace Parker being a Hall of Famer and Khalil Mack, I just don't understand how people can look at the Chicago sports landscape and not give Jose Abreu his due. That guy was sick, and he comes through with two hits. He had more heart than anybody else in that lineup yesterday. A guy who had his mask on, had his gator on because he was under the weather. Mm-hmm. Thank God that it's not COVID, right? Thank God it's not that. He had a negative test. He is under the weather, but still came through. And the DH role. I know he'd rather be out there at first base to get the feel of the game, but he still came through. That guy is this era's Konerko. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and again, I always hear people will say, I did 25 years of Cubs baseball. People, they came out flat today. No, they got beat by a guy who's a dude on the hill. There are days you're going to be flat in 162. In the playoffs, I don't believe you come out flat. I don't. I believe they got beat by a great pitcher. You watch that guy pick. Go back and remove emotion. Like, Hoodie's heart is beating out there on the table because that's his team. Just take emotion out of it, go back and watch that game again, and watch Lance McCullers and go, okay, I'm going to tip my cap. That guy's a beast. Now today, Lucas has to be a beast.
Yeah, I tipped my cap yesterday. This morning, I'm not tipping anything. Okay, I'm not tipping anything. I want the White Sox to be able to even this series and show the kind of offense that they can be. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see this White Sox team flailing and missing the opportunity to put the ball in play. Like, I'm not looking for home runs. I'm looking for you to keep the line moving, right? To have some momentum, to put the pressure on the defense, to get in that bullpen. That's what I want to see.
There were a couple key things I watched early in the game yesterday. Tim Anderson was able to check his swing on a dirty slider in the first at bat of the game. And then they threw the same exact pitch, and he swung at it, and he shook his head as he watched, and they zoomed in on him walking back to the dugout. Okay, tipped it, like nodded. Okay, you got me.
Yeah.
And then when they threw Luis Robert out stealing, Martin Maldonado threw a freaking dart right on the bag. Got him. Mm-hmm. Those two moments, you had a chance to have one out, a man in scoring position. You had a chance to get TA going deep in the count, and couldn't get it done. And I realized, he is who he was advertised to be. 312-332-3776.
So let's just point this out too. Just one little point. Just a point of fact. And I know you agree with me on this. So because I heard this yesterday at Mike and Denise's. Mm-hmm. This whole thing where it's like, and by the way, they have three locations. I found out they've got more than two. In a small town, they have a third location. It's Yorkville, Aurora, and like another small little town,
Montgomery, maybe.
I don't know. Somewhere in there, in that area.
So then York, I know he's not in his chair yet. Hey, Johnny, it's a chain.
Yeah, it is officially a chain.
You got it, York. Take that. You're right.
The owners were laughing about that. I met a couple of the owners yesterday, and they were listening to the show, listening to our conversation about whether or not a restaurant, more than one restaurant being a chain. Yes, they have two and actually three.
But did you meet Denise?
Did not see Denise. Met Pam.
Pam.
And a few others there. And Rosie. I'll tell you about her off the air. Nonetheless, I just think it was interesting just to point this out. Some were saying, well, you know, because of the numbers that Lynn had against the Astros, you just move him out of the rotation, like play him at a guaranteed rate. No. You got to take on this Astros lineup anyway, right? Mm-hmm. You can't avoid them. You can't just shuffle them off like, Lynn's not good against the Astros. Let's make him the fourth starter. No. Hey, you're a horse. Line up and try to get the outs against the Astros. You don't just move the rotation just because Lynn sucks against the Astros. Hey, you got to play the games. And he fell short, and so did the White Sox.
Sox fans, are you worried about the series? Do you think the team has the Astros right where they want them? 312-332-3776. You wanted a home where you felt like you could talk White Sox baseball. We have given you that here. And the floor is now yours. Dan is in Barrington. Hey, Dan, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Hey, what do you think of when Grandpa fell asleep yesterday and let Brantley put the game out of reach? What, Cap, Mr. 3D Chess, Mr. This is why La Russa was hired. Grandpa was eating his porridge and watching Matlock as the game went away. So can we get your exact opinion on La Russa? Your exact opinion, because you would be killing. If this was Joe Madden or some Cubs manager, you'd be on fire.
Dan,
hey, and look up Giolito's numbers during the day, Cap. He sucks and he hates pitching during the day.
Dan, can I ask you a question?
This is over in three. Dan, yes, you can.
Do you wake up every day and go, how can I be effing negative in every possible facet of what I watch? Because I hear
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you came out with your Chuck Garfine pom-poms at 7 a.m., I was here waiting for you, buddy. They're losing, and you love them, and you're off the Cubs, so screw off.
Oof. Excuse me? That's it. Hang up, because you're gutless. Oof. Dan in Barrington. Because I pointed out what Chuck said. Because I gave you facts, because Dan in Barrington doesn't like facts. That's just the way it is. It will kill him if the White Sox win. Kill him. It'll kill him.
But why, though?
Because he's a hater. Hoodie, he wakes up, my mantra is get a cup of coffee, find a way to win a baseball game, or whatever it is, find a way to attack my day. He wakes up and goes, hey, pour me a cup of coffee, I know it's going to taste like crap, and I'm going to have a horrible day, so I'm going to make sure everyone that's around me knows how horrible my day is. Idiot.
We have a few show sayings, shot, no shot, take that. Can we add screw off to the list? Because that was the best way to get off the phone.
Yeah, exactly, because he's gutless. He's a gut. Stay on the phone at least and debate. Have some balls. No, because he's Dan in Barrington. Take that. 312-332-3776.
Wow.
That's a fun way to start the day.
Well, for some.
It's invigorating.
Yeah.
Love going at that dude. Sox fans, are you worried about the series? Do you think your team has the Astros right where they want them?
Boy.
312-332-3776. The floor is yours. And the phone lines are hopping. We'll get to that next.
I thought I was pissed.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
No, it wasn't good. I wasn't making pitches when I needed to. I gave up some two-out runs on pitches that could have been better. When it's all said and done, I just wasn't making quality pitches when I needed to. That's pretty much it.
That is Lance Lynn, frustrated with his start yesterday. Great stat out of yesterday's game. Coming into the game, Lance Lynn threw a higher percentage of fastballs than any starter in the American League. 92% of his pitches were a fastball,
yeah.
Whether it was a cut fastball, a four-seam, a two-seam. And the best fastball-hitting team in the American League, the Houston Astros.
There you go.
So a tough recipe right there. And by the way, the guy who masquerades as Dan in Barrington, his name is actually Kevin in Palatine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He thinks he sounds cooler that he's from Barrington, but he's not. So
you can sound cool from Palatine or a bear. You don't have to hide, right?
He couldn't sound cool if he said he was from Lake Forest in a mansion.
Yeah.
So
are you town shaming our listeners?
No, I'm town shaming that guy.
He called back. He said he's not scared of you.
190 North State, kid.
I told him I appreciate the callback. He said that he's going to golf today with the $400 he bet against the White Sox, and he'd like you to know he's making the same wager again today.
And as he hung up, he said, screw off.
And then he called you Chuck Garfine Jr., which I think is the greatest nickname ever for you.
So good. So good that that guy wakes up and I'm in his head.
Yes, renting space.
Renting
apparently.
Space. Take that. Hope you slice your first drive out in the woods.
That's telling them, Cap. That's telling them.
That's it. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 312-332-3. I'm not going to take any crap off that guy because that guy can't even use his own name.
Understood.
He looks in the mirror and goes, yeah, I got to be Kev. I got to be Dan. Kevin's not, I'm not that good. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Chris is in Ottawa. Hey, Chris, what's up there, Buttercup?
Hey, yeah, first of all, that first guy, that guy sucks. But I was just wondering what you guys thought about Lance Lynn. I thought he added a couple pitches to his arsenal to kind of work in some more different speed, some off-speed stuff. And I didn't really see that yesterday. So I was kind of confused of why he didn't kind of work that in a little bit more against a team that hits so good against fastballs.
Because that's who he is. He's got you don't want to get beat on your second or third best pitch. You want to get beat if you're going to get beat on your best pitch.
Yeah, I get it. I just thought that I had heard something about him saying something about how he wanted to work in some off-speed stuff to take care of the Astros problem with his numbers there.
Yeah, he was bad. He just wasn't good yesterday. So, they got beat, man. Guy out-pitched them. They out-hit them. Tip your cap. I'll go back and find a way to win today. Chris, thanks, man. Enjoy the game.
I still love Lance, too.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks, guys. Appreciate
you got it. See
it.
Yeah, I think that Cap is on to something when you – I mean, look, your bread and butter is your fastball. And, again, you can change speeds. You can be able to change angles. But the point is, though, is that that's what he does best, is being able to throw the fastball. And, sure, you want to be able to kind of move it around a little bit, but everything seemed like it was in the same area for Lance Lynn. Even some of the bad balls, the Astros were able to hit as well. So, again, it is a bad outing, and there's a disconnect between him and the Astros where he can't get the job done. But, again, my focus is on the offense not being able to scratch home enough runs to compete. Now, I thought it got a little hairy late for the Astros. If you watch the game, in the eighth inning, you saw Dusty kind of pacing back and forth because he knows it's the bullpen. Right. Oh, God. And all it takes is a little spark to start a fire for this offense for the Sox. So I think he was a little nervous late in the game, but the Sox didn't do anything about it.
By the way, Lucas Giolito this year, my buddy Nick Capitan. Lucas Giolito this year versus the Astros. Complete game, one run, three hits, 8 Ks. Sending hashtag positive vibes. Love that dude.
That's the hope, man. Let's see what happens today. But yesterday, that sucked, like Dan and Barrington.
312-332-3776.
Like the caller said.
Yes. Let's go to Jarvis in Hammond. Hey, Jarvis, what's going on there, buddy?
First of all, great show. I'm a listener every morning.
Appreciate
you. I'm a Cub fan, but I'm a baseball guy. I'm not one of them guys that piss on the Sox. I didn't have a problem with the Sox losing. It's a 5-game series. My problem, from what I've saw from the White Sox this year, falls on Tony La Russa. I understand with Adam Engel out in right field, you was out there for really defense. So if you're going to keep Adam Engel on the roster, and this is just my opinion, Adam Engel at this point is there for defensive purpose when you substitute 6, 7, 8 in a game if it's close and you want to try to keep it tight. I'm trying to figure out if Abreu was not in that lineup, why didn't you have the kid, I think his last name is Vaughn, the rookie who I thought has had a phenomenal year.
Andrew Vaughn,
I mean,
right?
With a stud like McCullough on the mound when it's playoff time, you got to have your best bats in number. And one more thing, I like to see the Sox, if the offense is struggling a little bit, let's go to something that's really been eliminated from baseball, and that's the small ball. Bunt, move them guys over. Get them running. Put everybody in motion. Again, I just want to sit back and listen to what you all got to say. This is the best show ever. This is like waking up reading the Bible. Thank you all for taking my call. Have a great day.
Hey, Jarvis, one thing before you hang up.
Okay.
Andrew Vaughn's last 38 at-bats of the season. Sorry, his last 42 at-bats of the season. 4 for 42. That's why he won in the
line. I didn't know that. I just know the times I've seen him play. You know, he seems like he made good wood, but I still stick to what I say. At this point of the season, Adam Engel is in there. Like, if the game is tight, and you know you want to make sure that your defense is tight.
Right. No question.
Roberts or somebody, he should be out there in a role like that. But again, this is the best show ever. This is like waking up to the Bible to me. Y'all have a great day. I'm pulling up at work.
See you, Jarvis.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you very much. I don't know if our show is like reading the Bible, but if it was, Cap would be the Old Testament and I'd be the New.
Take that.
How about...
There's Dino. There he is. There's Dean in Blue Island. Hello, Dean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great.
Cap, hey, thanks for being on the positive side, being a converted Cub fan. We need it. I am looking for... I'm actually out of breath. I'm walking up to my classroom
right now. Let me just clarify something. Yeah. I am not a converted Cub fan. I am a Cub fan, but I'm not a hater, and I'm rooting for you guys. My team sucked this year.
I like it, Cap. I like it. And Hoodie, we're going to win the next three, by the way. I got tickets on Monday.
Ooh, so do I.
That's going to be... So, 20 rows up in the upper deck if you want to come up and have a beer to celebrate when we're up 5-0. Anyway.
I love that. I love that.
Here's my point. I love the White Sox, but what I saw yesterday, and I've seen this before, is quality at bat. Lance McCullers wiped us out all season long. I knew we were going to lose yesterday. But the guy had 76 walks in 162 innings. Through the fifth inning, I think we only had, 60 pitches on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
You got to work the count. And that's been my biggest gripe within the White Sox. You got to work the count, get in the bullpen if you can. So that's what I was disappointed with yesterday. The reason why we're going to win today is because Giolito is going to pitch a great game, but he can't get geeked up on his changeup. Can't overthrow the changeup. So with that in mind, we win today, we win Sunday, and we get the last game on Monday.
Go get him, Dean. Enjoy your weekend, man.
Let's go, Dino.
By the way, back to Andrew Vaughn for a second. I just did some quick math.
Yes.
He is 22 for his last 122 at the plate. There's a reason that they were concerned. He never played Double A or Triple A. Last year, there's no minor league season, and you dropped him in because of injuries to Robert and to Jimenez. It said, go get him, big guy. Mm-hmm. And he did a very credible job for a large chunk of the season. Hadn't hit a home run since August the 19th.
Mm.
He hit one before that a couple days earlier, and then hadn't hit one again since way back in early August. So
he's just one guy. What you want is the guys that can rake, right? At the top of the lineup, your Tim Andersons, your Abreus. You want to be Robert Aloy. You want to be able to have those guys going. And again, we want to make sure it's very clear. McCullers, yes, very good at the top of that rotation for the Astros. You know why? Cap, he's not a guy that relies on the fastball. He's got a sinker, he's got a slider, he's got a curveball, he's got a changeup. So he's mixing speeds and working on the angles. It's not even about the fastball. It's about the junk stuff. That's what gets him over.
No question about it. It's adding and subtracting.
Yes.
312-332-3776. Let's go to Dave. He's in Aurora. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
Morning. Hi, Dave. I was actually at Mike and Denise's yesterday. Hoodie actually invited me over to sit at this table.
Yeah, what's up, Dave? Good to see you. Good to hear you, friend. It was a great time yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You're a lot calmer watching a Sox game than I thought you would have been.
he's not when he's in his hood cave.
That's because I was in public, that's why.
I get it. I'm not too worried about the team going forward. Like you said, Lance does not match up well against the Astros. Also, I would have liked to see him pitch game two personally, just because with Adam Jhamary behind the plate, he seems to be even worse. For whatever reason, Adam Jhamary does not. Lance's game does not fit his eye. But also, I do kind of wonder if Tony also has some of the thinking, okay, if we got to pitch Lance game one or two. If we put Giolito out there, our guy that matches up better with their guy, and he loses, then all of a sudden we come back and we don't have a good outing from Lance against a lefty today, then all of a sudden we're looking at 0-2 where he's like, let me put my guy, puts him in a better position to win. We make sure we get the split, we get home field back, and we go from there. Because I'm not worried about this team. I do think we get the win today, and then from there, hey, win two out of three with two of them being at your place.
Well, again, today, just worry and have a great weekend, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
Worry about today.
Yeah.
Find a way to win a baseball game, whatever it takes. whatever it takes. So you get on that plane, it's 1-1. That's it.
Still disappointed in the lack of offense. Got to get better than that.
Got to.
Got to. Otherwise, you can go home early.
Yeah.
You go right home like the Cardinals and the Yankees.
Say that first name again.
The Cardinals?
Yes.
The Cardinals
are out of it.
So, you know.
Sox fans, are you worried about the series? Do you think your team has the Astros right where they want them? 312-332-3776. The floor is yours, and the phone lines are hopping on a Football Friday as well. Be right back.
What's that?
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
All right, 7:36. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or your first. Crank it up with us and start your weekend a little bit early. First 30 minutes, we call the opening drive, Danny. Brought to you by the great people at Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Go to NUSports.com. Hey, Waddle and Sylvia are in Vegas. They flew in last night.
Yes.
And the Waddle and Sylvie live broadcast, the big one, is tomorrow because we have White Sox baseball this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow from 12 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. So that would make it what?
Two to six
here.
Yes.
Will be their big show.
Their shift except on Saturday.
Correct. Brought to you by White Claw and LifeOrDeathIllinois.com at the Circa Legacy Club on the 60th floor is where they're going to be. But guess what? Hoodie. Gentlemen can be in clean and well-maintained closed-toe shoes, swimwear, sandals, shorts, ball caps, shirt, knit hats, graphic worn tees, sports apparel, hooded sweatshirts, and athletic shoes. Not allowed! Class it up the joint.
Ahoy, Paloy. You have to dress a certain way to spend time with Waddle and Sylvie.
Right.
Oh. The Cap and Jay listeners, you come as you are. Because we're regular people.
That's it.
But on their show, you must dress a certain way.
Yes, correct.
How about that?
How about that?
You have to have a Tommy Bahama shirt on and also matching pants. No shoes, no socks, no service with Waddle and Sylvie.
That's correct.
How about that?
Very good.
How about that? On this show, be who you want to be.
That's it.
That's how we are.
Take that.
Dress how you want to dress because we're with the regular people.
Show your ink. Do what you want.
Do what you
want
to do. But with Waddle and Sylvie, you must dress a certain way.
Who's that man with the tattoos on it?
Oh,
that's just Cap.
He's not allowed here. No, absolutely not. You must make $100,000 or more and own your own home to spend time with Waddle and Sylvie. And also have a home in the Bahamas. What the bleep is that? What happened to the regular folk? Take that. It's Vegas.
That's it.
You put on some jorts if you want to. Put on your nasty shirt and just let's go.
Let's get it on.
What the bleep is this? Waddle and Sylvie. What the hell? Come on,
wow.
Man.
How about that? So, anyway.
How about that, Danny?
I
can't believe
that
it.
That will be Saturday, October
9th.
What the
hell is Sylvie going to wear?
Well, he'll have good clothes on.
I'd be more worried about Waddle's wardrobe.
Oh, Waddle's handsome. He's got a wardrobe.
I didn't say he wasn't handsome.
He's got clothes.
On your own home and a horse.
A string of palapanies.
A palapanies. That's palapanies.
From
the honeymooners.
A string of palapanies.
A string of palapanies.
Palapanies, idiot.
Please explain to the audience what the honeymooners is.
All they know what it is.
Farts.
Put that on the poll, please.
JR, wherever you're at on your day off.
JR.
Do you know who the honeymooners are?
Yes, put that on the poll wherever you are, JR.
Didn't they just redo it in a movie?
Yes, it was Cedric the Entertainer.
Yes, I knew it. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, there you go. Waddle and Sylvie, Saturday. If you're in Vegas, go see him. If not, tune in here on ESPN 1000. 312-332-3776. Back to the phones. Where do you want to go, Hoodie?
We'll go to Lombard.
Let's go to Lombard. That would be where we find Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of listening every morning on my way to work.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, Charlie. What is on your mind?
I just wanted to say, man, I said from the beginning, me and my buddies have been talking about this. I think if we come out of Houston with one win, I think we got this series, man. I'm a little worried. They got a lot of grizzled playoff veterans on that Houston Astros team.
Yeah.
I think the young guys, we can come out of there with one. We got the rest of the series, man. I just want to hear what you guys have to say about that.
You know, that's the hope, Charlie. And again, it starts with the top of the lineup for me for this Sox team. Again, I see the bottom of the lineup, and I'm not expecting a ton. But, man, from the Aloys, I said Aloy's going to be my pick to click. He was 1-for-4 and a couple of strikeouts, but he's my pick to click in the series. So, I mean, your lips to God's ears. Hopefully that will be the case.
There you go. 312-332-3776. And, by the way, follow my partner at Tweet J Hood. Follow me at the Capman. I just retweeted our Cap J Hood poll question. Are you familiar with the honeymoon?
Yes. I think people know exactly what that is.
Okay, let's go to Nick downtown. Hey, Nick, what's going on there, Sparkles?
What's going on there, Captain Hoodie, man? Love you guys. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
You guys helped me get through my commute in the morning without having a heart attack.
You're the man.
I just have a question. Knowing that Lance Lynn is mainly a fastball pitcher, mm-hmm. and that Houston, you know, they got their bats and they make contact, and that he hasn't had a very good outing historically with the Astros. I just want to know, what was the thinking behind starting him in this particular game?
Well, let me ask you a question. Who would you have started?
I don't know. I think I might have started with Giolito.
Okay, Giolito last pitched on Saturday, October 2nd, against Detroit. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It's earned through 72 pitches. It was a tune-up. They wanted to get him an extra day of rest before they ramp it up so you can push him. And we appreciate your call, Nick. So that was the thinking on that one. Plus, they knew how tough McCullers was going to be to win against. Yeah. If you used Lucas yesterday, and let's assume Lucas pitched tremendously well. Tremendously well. I still don't know if you were going to beat McCullers the way he pitched.
Yeah.
Now who's pitching game 2 today? Lance Lynn.
Right.
Because Dylan Cease is way better at home than he is on the road. He's never pitched in high leverage in his career like he's going to on Sunday night. So I'd rather him be as comfortable as possible as a young kid, pitch him in his building where he's markedly better.
I think Nick just turned on the show because I just said in our last half hour that you're not moving the lineup around just because Lance Lynn struggles against the Astros. He's the number one starter. Go out there and get it. And again, he wasn't great, but also the offense wasn't great either. So however you slice it, Giolito will have his opportunity today to shut down the Astros. And again, we'll see what happens. But as I just said, you know, not even a half hour ago, the idea that you're just moving Lance along and say, well, Lance isn't good against the Astros, so we got to duck him. We got to hide him. You're not going to hide Lance Lynn. Correct. Either he's got to get the job done or he doesn't.
That, well said.
Bottom line.
The only question, or I guess the point to argue would be starting Giolito in game 1, because Lynn, yeah, he's going to start in the series. He's not going to not start.
Yeah.
But the question is now for game 5, how is this going to line up? Because again, you're going to be right back. If it gets to game 5, right,
yep.
You're going to have Lance Lynn on 4 days regular rest against McCullers in Houston again. Or would you push up Giolito on short rest in a game 5 and have to go in Houston?
Well, it depends. See, okay, here's
which is something you could have avoided if you would have started Giolito in game 1.
Yeah.
Correct. But where were you pitching Lance Lynn then?
He would be game 2. That would be the only. Obviously, he's
and they said, hey, Lance, or Lucas has thrown a lot of pitches. We want him to get an extra day of rest,
right?
Because we're going to push you. The one time he faced Houston this year, complete game, 3-hitter, 1 run, it's earned. It was a solo home run. He threw 107 pitches. He has piled up a lot of pitches.
Yeah,
he's a young kid.
either way, you got to pitch either one of those guys. Lance Lynn against McCullers, if the idea was, well, it's hard to hit McCullers, we'll just try our luck, and then Lance hopefully can keep us in the game. He did not. And so now we'll see what happens today. Like, either way, you can't hide Lance Lynn against the Astros offense.
Correct.
Either way, you're not pushing him along to third or fourth, or third in this scenario. So it's fine. They lost. Now Giolito and the offense has to pick it up. That's just the end of it right there.
That's it. Well said. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. After we take this quick timeout, the phone lines are hopping, and we're coming for you next.
Take that.
It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and they'll test your battery for free. If it does need to be replaced, they have just the right Superstart battery for your vehicle. And you get up to a $25 gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of your Superstart battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today.
Here is David Kaplan.
Thanks, John. This hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs, for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J Hood, ESPN 1000. Phone lines are hopping. Look what you've done. Those lines all lit up. Let's go to Beverly. Tim's in Beverly. Hey, Tim, what's up, man?
Not much. Hey, Jay Hood, you're a big Sox fan. I'm a big Sox fan. You know who else is? Denise Shugalit. She was the woman that was shot in a crossfire coming back from his left game in August.
Uh-huh.
And Kim Fox isn't prosecuting the shooter because he was defending himself.
Okay. Okay, Tim. Appreciate the call and our condolences to that family.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nick is in Glenview. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. Just two questions. I know it's hindsight 2020, but why was Robert not batting in the two hole? He's our best hitter the last couple weeks, and he's been batting there. And did Larissa have too much faith in Lynn? Was he too loyal not having someone up in the bullpen in the fourth inning? Because he was getting rocked and should have been out of that game for a second.
Yeah, they were talking. Appreciate the call, Nick. They were talking on the broadcast yesterday, and A.J. Pierzynski said, early in a series, you do not want to yank your starter too quickly because you could burn out a bullpen real fast and go, oh, boy. We used five guys, and now we've got guys on, you know, fumes later in the series. He said, you have to try and bring him along. He said, it's very easy to go. He's not going to have it. Get him out. He said, in a elimination game, it's different. Game one, no.
I thought it was an analytics reason why Robert was down the lineup and that Grandal was hitting cleanup in this lineup for the Sox yesterday. I wonder, does the lineup change or does La Russa stick with the same lineup this time? It's a lefty out there for the Astros today, so maybe it changes a little bit.
Yeah, they also were talking yesterday on the broadcast, and I read an interesting article last night, that they felt putting Robert into the five, was he fifth?
Yep.
In the five hole, protected the couple guys above him, Grandal, Abreu. They didn't want to get to Robert with men on base, so they were throwing more fastballs in that situation. Just unfortunately, McCullers had really good run. Yeah. That fastball was live. I mean, it was running up and in. He was tough to hit, man. Just tip your cap to him. Where did you say, Hoodie?
I'm not tipping my cap to him today. Yesterday, yes. Today, no. I'm not doing it today. So back to the phone lines. We will go to North Chicago.
How about North Chicago? And that would be where we find Edward. Hey, Edward, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Here's my question is, does the White Sox believe that they are undisputedly the best team out there?
You can't play in the playoffs and not think that you're the best.
Yeah, so then, like any other champions, champions. They, you know, sometimes they lose a game, and then because they know that they're the best, and they come back and they just take care of business.
Right. Just go out and get the job done. We appreciate your call.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, 2016, the Cubs lost game one in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, oh, God. Lester got lit up. They blew it open late. I think the final score was 6-1, mm-hmm. 6-0, if I remember correctly. Boom. They came back. One game at a time.
Oh, I know. I know. But you know what? It's go time. It's October. You're on the edge of your seat for every pitch. And you want to make sure that the outcome is more positive than negative against this Astros team. As a matter of fact, I don't know. If you're watching the game, did you hear a little something in the background while you're watching the game? Did you hear? I heard a couple of things there, a couple of thumps. Did you notice that?
Like trash cans?
Yeah. I guess so. Some kind of percussion. Some fastball's coming.
Buddy of mine texted me. They have to know it's coming.
Did you? I mean, as if they were reading Lance Lynn's mail. Did you pick up on that, Kat?
Maybe.
Okay. Let's keep our eyes on that today.
Let's go to Adam in Orlando. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning.
What's up, man?
I was just thinking, you know, instead of pushing Giolito to the limit today,
yeah.
You know, with the off day tomorrow, you know, instead of having Lynn go if it came to a possible game five.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, say that again.
Adam. I think we might have lost him.
He wants to suggest that they should use Giolito shorter today to save some of his arm for game five.
What is this, Lou Piniella with Carlos Zambrano in Arizona? No.
Now, that's what you do. That's what they did in the regular season to shorten some of these starts so they are stronger for the postseason.
Right.
You already saw that.
But when you're 10 to 12 games up, you can do that.
Yeah.
Today, the only thing that matters, find an effing way to win today. That's it.
Yeah.
Get on that plane and go, we just stole home field advantage.
Well, you know what, though? You referenced it. That's exactly why you cannot do that. You cannot play game five and game two.
Correct.
Certainly, that's correct.
Like that's what I brought up. Like, you have to be thinking, is Giolito going to be your game five starter if you get to that point? Because you're going to need to beat McCullers if you're in that situation. But you worry about that when you get there.
But Lucas would also be on regular rest in game five.
Game five is Wednesday.
So he'd have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, that's
on
true.
His fifth
so
day.
They could because of the extra days off. So there you go. They could get him on
so
regular rest.
So he goes
rest.
Out and just
deals.
Balls today. That he will be your game five starter if there's a game five.
Lance Lynn won't be happy with that.
He'll start game one of the ALCS.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, all good. Just don't get people pissed off now in the postseason on this Sox team. Like, do it the way you want to do it, Tony. You know, but all I want to see, and again, the pitching rotation is one thing, but let's not turn a blind eye to that offense. They got to get it cooking today. Otherwise, it's going to be lights out.
Here's the other thing. Yesterday, there were people, we got to get to our break and come back with Shot, No Shot, more of your calls. People were firing on the broadcast team on social media.
You mean the Sox-friendly broadcast team?
Yeah, just people need to relax.
Who's mad at them? Like Sox fans?
Yes!
A.J. Przinsky's on the broadcast.
And Adam Amin works for the Bulls.
You got two pretty much Chicago guys. How could you be pissed off at that? Hey, you know what? I don't like the Sunday games being at 1 o'clock. Move it to 2 so I can get out of mass. Those people? Stop.
Yeah. And again, I think they were trying to make sure they weren't favoring the Sox. They're two solid dudes,
If
man.
I'm an Astros fan, I'd be pissed because of all that Chicago in the booth. I had no problem with it.
All right, Shot, No Shot. 2 minutes.